Praise 104.1 is DC's inspiration station. On the web at praisedc.com. It's that Do JC. And in the efforts of always supporting our community, I have two very special guests in our studio today. They are the founder and one of the executive directors of an organization called Destiny's Promise, who we definitely have been supporting in the community. I'd like to introduce to you the founder of Destiny's Promise, Tammy Santiago, and one of the executive directors, Davida Ely. Good afternoon, ladies.
Hello. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for joining me today. I really appreciate you for taking time out.
Thanks for the invite.
Okay. Destiny's Promise. Tell us what it is.
Destiny's Promise is a nonprofit organization born out of passion towards reaching young girls and young women who are in trouble. But not only women and young girls who are in trouble or having trouble, we also reach out to those girls who just need guidance and mentoring. And so we have soaring young women, we have girls who are natural leaders, and we have young women who need the guidance to become leaders and understanding their appropriate roles as young women.
So you help young ladies ages 9 through 25.
Yes.
Where do you find them?
Interestingly, when we started the organization, there were a group of concerned moms with daughters. We, majority of the moms' daughters attended the same school. And we started from there. Davida and I have been friends for a long time, and we initially took our girls out on a retreat and thought, you know what, this would definitely be something that we could do with the other girls in the surrounding neighborhoods or just in our circle. So when we started, predominantly the girls came from our daughters' schools, and then from friends, and then from family members and so forth. And people just referred girls to us, and basically that's how we grew.
Now share with me, just if you would, just what type of activities do these young girls go through? First of all, I would think they would come from broken homes, homes where probably they have some emotional issues. Am I right when I'm saying that?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
For instance, every one of the girls will have that same challenge, and that's growing up as a young girl.
Okay.
So what is that? That's dealing with peer pressure. That's dealing with image. That's dealing with being the middle child, the older child, or whatever the issue is that young girls tend to go through. And specifically, their issues with their moms. And that's why we've actually incorporated the moms into our organization, because we found that we could train the girls all day long.
Tell us, what is it like for a young lady to just come in the program, what she goes through, mm-hmm. to bring her to the end of the cultivation of the program?
So I would say that the first thing that she would go through is a meet and greet, and to get comfortable with herself, to get comfortable with others, and to get comfortable with actually talking and like sharing. Then we move to, who are you in Christ? If you listen to popular music and if you look on television, it gives us a lot of negative images about who we are. You know, we have to be skinny. Let's face it, everybody cannot be a 00. Everybody can't be blonde. Everybody's hair can't be long. All of the images, I mean, they call us out of our names, and it is not easy being a girl. Who does God say that you are? Who's told you that you're anything other than that? And so let's get that straight. Then from there, we can move to the challenges at school, bullying.
Do you run across a lot of cases where there's bullying involved?
We have bullying in the workplace.
Yeah.
It is a common problem for everybody. And so one of the executive directors is a lawyer. She teaches on that, how to recognize it and how to deal with it. We encourage them in that way.
And also dating. The girls obviously are interested in the opposite sex.
Now, here's the thing, because I deal with a lot of youth across the board. How do you embed it in their mind that there is a protocol to dating when, like you said, Davida, they're throwing all of these images that mm-hmm. it's okay to let yourself go, and it's okay to let yourself get naked, and let's have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
How do you embed that into them?
One of the things that, and it's a slogan that we use, there is no one that can beat you at being you. You are great original. God did not make you a cheap copy of another. And once we have successfully spoken with, convinced, encouraged through confession and walking that confession out with that girl regarding who she is, because that is the foundation. Because once you know who you are, you're not going to allow people or boys or males to walk all over you. And we talk to them about integrity. We talk to them about what to expect and what to accept. If their fathers are in the home, we tell them, here's what you share with your father. Dad, open the door for me. Dad, pull my chair out for me if the father isn't doing that, so that he can learn to start setting the example for the daughter so that she'll know what to expect when she gets out there. Dating is a natural part of a girl's development, but you have to teach them how to do it well, with confidence, and also with the thought that sex is not an automatic part of dating.
How do you deal with young girls that are emotional in a relationship? Let's say they've learned all of these things, mm-hmm. but then you have the guy saying, you're stuck up, mm-hmm. calling him names and things mm-hmm. like that. I mean, that has to be some type of an emotional issue for them. How do you deal with that? Mm-hmm. How do you tell them, you know, when a guy's like, okay, you don't want to give me none, or pull your chair out for you, right. open a door? Right. Girl, you best, what? How do you deal with that? What do you tell them?
You know, I think it goes back to what Tammy said, you know, so once you teach a girl who she is and to stand in that, she herself can say, well, hey, if you don't want to do these things, I'm fine with that, and just walk. You have the option, and you don't have to feel harassed, or you don't have to feel threatened. It is the woman who has the control in those situations.
We're talking with Tammy Santiago, founder of Destiny's Promise, as well as one of the executive directors, Davida Ely. Now, let me ask you this, and you spoke a little bit on it. How involved are the fathers, or how do you call the fathers out to be more involved if, in fact, there is a father figure in their life?
All of the board members, the executive directors, the majority of us are married, and our husbands are active in the organization. So the girls get to see our husbands' interactions with our daughters who are part of the organization. And for those fathers who are available for their daughters, they're always welcome to attend when we have open retreats. Like the retreat that we're having in May, it's a family retreat. It's not a mom and daughter only retreat. So the fathers are able to come. They're able to participate. We do have other workshops where the parents and the other family members can attend as well.
Okay. Now, let's go into what's coming up future-wise for Destiny's Promise.
May 8th through the 11th is the retreat. And I'm happy to say that you, JC, are going to come this year to give the male perspective to dating and sex and hanging out. And
you know what? They I'll tell you what, after I'm done, they may never want to talk to another man again.
Well, that's what we're hoping for. No.
Yeah. Tammy said no.
We want them to do that. But you know what? But we want them to understand that the way that they think that they are perceiving themselves is not the perception
that they're picking up on.
And so you mentioned about the fathers, and so for the young ladies who don't have fathers in the home, or like a man who speaks into their lives, it would be great to have you this year, because you can actually, you know, help us in that role. The thing that a couple of the girls have said is that the women are always yapping and talking, and so they would love to have a male's perspective. And so I'm so happy, JC, that bring the male perspective this year.
I'm honored to come out and serve, because that's basically what I do. So first of all, tell me a little bit about the retreat, because we're getting ready to wrap up here. And then I want to know, how can someone listening to this broadcast right now say, I want to go on that retreat? Tell me about that.
Mm-hmm. It's from Thursday to Sunday.
Dates?
I'm sorry, May 8th through the 11th.
Okay.
It starts at, I think...
It starts at 8 o'clock in the evening. We start with a networking and a meet and greet, and that's on the Thursday. We're going to start with some fun and games and some sharing, and then we get into the workshops on Friday through Sunday.
Yes, and we have intimate sessions, which are really great. These are private sort of breakout sessions where they're age appropriate, meaning that the sessions are separated so that the girls can go to the sessions that are more appropriate for their ages. And we separate them from their moms. So their moms are in the general sessions, but when we are having open dialogue, we do create the atmosphere so that the girls can really be free to speak, and the moms are in a separate session.
Good question. Do you ever find that the younger daughters are uncomfortable saying some things in front of their mothers?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. All the time. And we use wisdom because there's information that needs to get back to the parent. We just don't attribute the information to any child. It's then spoken back to the group at large.
Okay.
So that every parent, if there's an issue or concern, every parent gets the information and they are encouraged to support their daughter, to go home and talk to their daughter about the issue regardless, you know?
We're talking with the founder of Destiny's Promise, Tammy Santiago, and one of the executive directors, Davida Ely. Give us the information.
We are always in need of help. If you want to volunteer, we need you. You can go to www.destiny-promise.org. Destiny's-promise.org. Destiny's with an S-promise.org.
Terrific. So, any last parting words? Anything else that we need to know? Anything you need to say?
Well, first and foremost, we'd like to thank you for the opportunity. And we thank God for the opportunity to serve. Our mission, our core mission, is to win souls for Christ. This is not about fanfare. This really is about rescuing young girls and young women and also moms who are in trouble. This is also about uplifting, helping to support those girls who are on the rise and doing well. So we thank God for this venue, and we thank God for the opportunity to serve.
Terrific. Ladies, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you taking time out of your schedule. I know it's busy, but I thank you for coming out and letting us know more about Destiny's Promise. We'll hope that in the future we'll be able to have them back on the show again. We're going to have more of the best in inspiration coming your way soon right here on Praise 104.1.